And we'll start with that protest at Stormont this morning over the closure of Dalriada Hospital. The protest will be joined by Sinn Féin. Dahi Mackay will join the community groups who are calling on DUP Health Minister Jim Wells to save the hospital. But the SDLP say it was Sinn Féin and the DUP who agreed the budget that sounded a death knell for Dalriada in the first place. Last week, the DUP's Alec Easton pledged to find the money to save Bangor Hospital, which is also facing closure due to cuts. Let's have a listen to what he told our reporter, Nicola Weir.
I will look for the money that is needed to keep the Bangor Minor Institution and the GP ward open. I will then present that plan to the Chief Executive of the South Eastern Trust, and it's up to him at that stage whether he will accept my alternative plan.
But essentially it's your minister, it's your DUP minister that has caused so much anger in this room tonight.
Well, it was the South Eastern Trust initially, but at the end of the day, the Health Minister is willing to look at alternative plans if they can be presented, and he's willing to do that.
So is he going to put the brakes on this and come the end of this month?
If we can find an alternative plan that is viable, I'm sure the Minister will look favourably at it.
Do you not think that's pie in the sky? In 2 weeks' time, you're going to come up with a plan to save what's here in Bangor?
I will come up with an alternative, and it's up to whether the Chief Executive of the South Eastern Trust will accept that plan.
Are you against the Minister then?
I'm against the cuts by the South Eastern Trust.
So you don't blame the Minister for this at all, you blame the Trust?
Well, the Trust were the ones that didn't live within their budgets, and they need to learn to live within their budgets, and we're having to try and dig them out of the mess that they created in the first place.
That was Alex Easton speaking to Nicola Weir. So now both Sinn Féin and the DUP calling for U-turns on the cuts, even though they were the two parties that agreed the budget. Joining us first, the SDLP's Fergal McKinney and also Pat Torbett, who's been affected by Dalriada closing. Pat, if I could start with you, I mean, first of all, for people who didn't hear the last time you were on the show, explain briefly, if you would, why Dalriada is so important to you and to so many others who may be listening this morning.
My husband has been going to Dalriada now for about 10 years, and you build up a trust with people with whom you leave your loved ones. And I really feel it is such a dreadful thing that in Northern Ireland we only have one respite centre for 4,300 multiple sclerosis sufferers. And for them to close Dalriada, I wonder, did any of them ever go and have a look at the care and the attention that was paid to people who were there on respite? I have been many times, and there are very old people go, people who are bedridden, and it gives their family a chance to recoup and gather themselves together to start again when they come home. And what is going to happen to all the staff there who are so good and so so able to deal with people with that horrible disease? Are they going to be just redeployed and all their skills lost in that one, to caring for that one disease?
Your husband has suffered from MS for 22 years, and this not only changes life for him and for you quite a lot by this closure, but for lots of other people, and they've been protesting, a lot of protests about this. But how do you feel when you then hear that a lot of the politicians are going to be joining these protests, and in particular what you've heard from Sinn Féin and the DUP campaigning and protesting against these local closures when it was those two parties that actually approved the budget?
Exactly. Why are they protesting now? Surely the time for that was when the decision was made in Stormont. Were they even in the chamber when the decision was taken? And if they were, did they protest then? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's typical Stormont and the politicians we voted in. They argue and they quarrel among each other. When are they ever going to come to their senses and vote for the people who voted them in? I mean, to me, this was a decision they took. I know there are difficulties with money, but I don't know if people know, but in this past year, the money that has been spent on refurbishing Dalriada Hospital must run into thousands upon thousands of pounds. They put in new windows. They replaced the whole of the electrics in the building. They put down new flooring, new blinds. Everything was refurbished. Why was all that money spent if closing the place was in the offing?
Now, many of the minister and many of the politicians will say, there are a lot of difficult decisions we have to make. We are stuck for money. And the minister in this instance is saying he didn't get all the money he wanted. He's made as much money available as he could do to the trusts. And he's saying that this is a decision by the trusts in terms of how they spend the money that he has given them, and that directly he isn't directly making this decision. Does that wash with you?
No. I mean, where did they find £5 million to suggest a new bridge across the Lagan? Where did the money come from that paid for the plans and the planners in this new police academy they talked about, which now is, well, it's gone the road of all
but
things.
The money for the bridge is slightly different in that it was assigned and would have been lost, but you feel it in the general scheme of things that the priorities are maybe in the wrong place.
I do, of course. Yes, I do. I mean, surely the health of both carers and the people they care for must come high up their priority list.